Good evening. Tonight, our lead story comes from the world of medicine. It's about cancer, and it's about changing how we refer to it, changing our definition of it. In part, it's about the minor stuff, the comparatively smaller things that are discovered during screenings, giving them different names, making them a lot less scary. A panel of this nation's top doctors now says even the word cancer is often misused. They warn not all cancers are alike, not all are deadly, and so they shouldn't be treated or talked about the same way. In plain English, they want to stop wasting time, money, and worry and concentrate on what's important. It's where we begin here tonight with our medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman. This is important stuff.
It is. Good evening, Brian. For many in the cancer world, today's step is long overdue in making the diagnosis and treatment of cancer smarter and more cost-effective. Turn the page of any dictionary, land on the letter C, and find one of the most frightening words no one wants to hear. Cancer. This one word carries a loaded and complex meaning for millions of Americans every year. A panel of experts advising the National Cancer Institute is recommending an about-face in the way doctors diagnose and treat some types of the disease that have little or no chance of being lethal. In fact, the group is even taking a closer look at what the word cancer means in some instances. For example, in women, the diagnosis ductal carcinoma in situ is a non-lethal breast disease that should not be called cancer.
Whenever something is called carcinoma or cancer, people immediately want to act. And the reality is we should be watching them as opposed to aggressively treating them.
66-year-old Rue Harris wishes he'd taken a more conservative approach to a possible prostate cancer diagnosis a few years ago. A high PSA level had him and his doctor worried he might have the disease, which can be slow-growing. Rue got a biopsy, which came back normal. But that process wasted his money, the healthcare system's money, not to mention costing him lost time and anxiety.
I spent that whole year between the first biopsy and the second biopsy preparing to die. I wasn't enjoying living. I was scared of the possibility that I might have cancer and that I would die.
The organs most overtested for cancer, this panel says, include thyroid, breast, prostate, and lung.
Today's announcement is hopefully a big step in a long process. Some of these lesions are not aggressive and actually don't need to be treated and can be watched.
Will there be some pushback? You bet there will. But there's no smoking gun here. This is not an attempt to get insurance companies not to cover people. It's to make our medical system work smarter for us. And the next thing I think, Brian, is we're going to have to stop defining cancers by organ systems and recognize that cancer of the lung has some properties in common with other cancers like of the prostate and ovary, and start to treat them with regard to their genetics.
So it's about language, yes, but also prioritizing in what's become a test crazy nation.
Exactly. I mean, if you start CT scanning and MRI scanning everybody, you're going to find things that don't look normal. But does that mean you should start then taking everything out and treating people? The answer is no. We know we waste one-third of our medical expenditures on things that aren't worth chasing or aren't worth treating. And you know what? We hurt people in the process. So the smarter we make this, the better we make it.
That's why today was so impactful. Nancy, thank you as always.